The 11-day training exercise called Arctic Warrior mainly involves the 4th Infantry Brigade Combat Team airborne out of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. It'll be supported by Air Force personnel and aircraft based at J-Bear and units from Fort Wainwright and the Canadian Air Force.
We'll have probably more than 1,200 soldiers all told between the line units, the infantry, the artillery, and all the support units that have to come in to back those guys up.
U.S. Army Alaska spokesman John Pinnell says the exercise will give soldiers a chance to train in cold weather and test their readiness and their equipments to operate in the extreme cold.
You have to be specially trained to deal with the cold and everything that comes with it.
This year's is the first Arctic Warrior exercise. Pinnell says the Army's always conducted smaller-scale winter training in Alaska, but nothing as big as Arctic Warrior nor Northern Edge, the bigger biennial exercise conducted by the Alaskan Command, which also is based at J-Bear.
We plan on doing it annually from now on, always as a winter exercise, and hopefully growing in scale.
Pinnell says Arctic Warrior reflects the Army's renewed emphasis on operating at high latitudes after 20 years of primarily focusing on fighting terrorists elsewhere in the world.
With the global war on terror, the Army kind of shifted our focus away from the Arctic and more into being prepared to rotate forces into Iraq and Afghanistan or wherever they're needed. And so some of our Arctic training has atrophied.
Pinnell says greater readiness is needed because of Alaska's strategic location, which enables U.S. military forces based here to project power globally. And there's more activity in the Arctic region now that it's more accessible, since climate change has sharply reduced sea ice and opened up shipping lanes.
With the warming Arctic, we're seeing a lot more traffic in the waters off Alaska. We're seeing all the Arctic nations are now having to reconsider defending their northern border.
Pinnell says preparations for this year's exercise includes precautions against a different kind of adversary, the coronavirus. He says COVID precautions include frequent testing and maintaining separation between units as much as possible. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.